Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/Rock and Rally Tennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 122 is brought to you by CareerWonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at CareerWonder.com. You know, throughout dozens of my podcasts, I have talked at length about the importance of having a proper mindset when it comes to improving your game. In podcast episode number 5, I talked about avoiding the pitfalls of the 3 E's, emotion, ego, and entitlement. In this podcast, I'd like to talk about something often associated with ego that can stunt your game improvement. What I'm referring to is complacency. Now, one of the most common sentiments expressed by recreational players is that they want to improve their games. Well, that's what they say anyway. As I've talked about in previous podcasts, wanting to improve is one thing. After all, wanting does not cost anything, right? That's the easy part. But making the commitment and putting in the effort to improve, well, that's an entirely different matter. There are a myriad reasons why recreational players, particularly those at the intermediate level, do not make much progress when it comes to improving their games. For me, the most disappointing reason is when they simply don't want to, due to a variety of reasons, some of which I believe stem from their egos. Now, let me be clear. I'm not referring to those players who are barely able to make it out onto the court every couple of weeks or longer because of their busy schedules. I'm talking about those players who are out on the courts regularly, 3 or 4 times per week, in addition to weekends filled with league and other organized match play. These folks are spending on the average of 8 to 12 hours or more per week on the tennis courts. In my view, if you are spending that amount of time on the courts on a weekly basis, practicing and competing in organized play, then it really would be a shame if you don't even want to try to improve. Now, folks, I get it. Not everyone is a go-getter, nor possesses the desire to be anything beyond, quote, good enough, whatever good enough means to each individual. As someone who works with a lot of adult players, I always find it interesting and somewhat disappointing as to the laundry list of excuses and rationalizations adults come up with as to why they do not follow through on their efforts to improve their games. In my experience, I commonly see players become complacent due to ego-related reasons. As I've discussed in previous podcasts, ego is a funny thing. It can work for you and or against you. And as it has been said in literally dozens of different ways over many, many generations, when your ego drives you in positive ways, for example, to work hard, to improve your game, to improve yourself, and so on, that's typically considered to be healthy. The flip side of that is when your ego works to simply mask insecurities and consequently leads you to making defensive or weak rationalizations and ultimately decisions that are not so productive. For example, in podcast episode number 10, I talked about an intermediate level player at my club who spends virtually all of her practice time working on only those aspects of her game at which she is already pretty solid, and allocates virtually no time to the weaknesses in her game that needed the most. As I've come to learn through conversations with her, she is well aware of the weaknesses, but does not have a pressing impetus to do anything about it because she, by design, limits her match play to 3.5 to low 4.0 level players who are unable to exploit those weaknesses in her game. What is mainly at play here is the stoking of her own ego that further enables her complacency as it pertains to feeling the need to shore up the holes in her game. Essentially, she feels she's good enough because she can beat the particular subset of intermediate players against which she intentionally limits her match play. As long as she can win against that particular group of players, well, why bother to improve, right? Another example, in podcast episode number 4, I shared an anecdote about another player from my club who simply patty cakes his serve in using a platter service motion, despite the fact that he has the physical ability to hit conventional powerful serves with a nice athletic and fluid motion. Now, I've seen his service motion during many practice sessions over the years. He's got a good ball toss, leg engagement, weight transfer, and racket acceleration. But come match play, it's always platter serves galore. Now, what he has told me is, and I quote, I play in the league, and I don't want to let my teammates down by double faulting and giving away points. Now, I've played doubles with him on numerous occasions over the years, and even during recreational match play, I have never seen him even attempt to hit serves with that conventional athletic service motion he so diligently spends time practicing. I mean, this is a 4.0 level player in his mid-30s who has been playing tennis for 30 plus years, and he has no confidence in his ability to hit a proper serve, despite the fact that he has the physical and athletic ability to do so with an athletic, conventional, and fluid service motion. Now, this may be a bit harsh, but I sometimes believe he diligently practices conventional serving as a way of making himself feel like he could, quote, do it at any time in a match if he wanted to, unquote. Unfortunately, he never does, never attempts to do so, not even in casual social or recreational matches. As I've said, ego is a funny thing, which can impact you in many ways. Folks, the bottom line is, when it comes to improving your game, complacency is not your friend. Whatever the reasons may be as to why or how a player becomes complacent, whether it stems from an unhealthy ego or other factors, if you have the ability to improve your game, I say do what you can to make it happen. There is no place for complacency. Don't be satisfied with, quote, good enough when you can be even better. Try to be the best player you can be. Don't give in to complacency. Complacency is the enemy. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.